Lisa Ann is our numbers person. She's our life advice person. At times, she's been our expert on medicine. She gives us a little time here again on a Thursday with Stephen Adam in Vegas. How are you?
I'm great. You know, I've wrangled myself somehow into a college fantasy football league this year, and it's troubling me. It's something new for me, so it's challenging me. But I know it's going to be better. What?
No, I was going to say, what's the trouble? What are you having problems with?
Well, I have to start following college football. That's a start. where does someone find time with my schedule to do this? But I'm making it happen. So I was obsessing on my lineup while I was holding with you guys.
Antonio Brown's going back to Central Michigan. I think you could take him.
Oh, my gosh. You know, the online classes, I mean, it's all over the charts, but more than anything, how do you expect his agent to respond to all of these things? At what point does he not just say, I'm walking away from this collision? I mean, it doesn't make him look good to be so wishy-washy. Last week, he's the game day, you know, Antonio Brown goes out with those tweets about how awful the NFL is. His agent's still out here trying to sell him. And I'm like, this makes no sense.
He's a buffoon. What would you do if he's on your fantasy roster? He is on my fantasy roster. I got to keep him, right?
No, you got to get rid of him. Why would you even hold a bench space for him?
He's
not
today.
Playing this year.
He's hinting he's today. Like he's coming back. He keeps saying
Listen, I think it's bigger than the Patriots making the decision. I think the NFL has a lot of decisions. I mean, he just had to go to court in Miami for the throwing of the furniture out the window incident. It's funny how we've managed to forget all the incidents before Hard Knocks. Like, that was enough for all of us to push us over the edge, but there's been a lot before that.
I haven't forgotten him. I'm just trying to ignore all of it and keep hope
you
alive.
You got to get him off your team, man. Get an active player.
I can't let go. I paid a lot for him. I don't know when to cut bait.
I understand. Well, a couple more weeks you'll need to, and then you'll do it when you're ready. I don't want to force you.
Exactly. what do we do with Melvin Gordon? This is a trade high situation, or you know, anyone who has him, should they be fired up that he's back? Because he may not be 100% and rolling for a couple of weeks.
Yeah, I think he'll be 100% and rolling. Have you seen that man? He is chiseled. I mean, he works out. He's ready. But my thing is, I think people are forgetting that Eckler is still going to have value. And especially now, you know, right now we only have two teams on bye, but we'll get to that bye-mageddon situation where you will be looking for running backs that can give you 6-8 fantasy points, right? Eckler will do that. And I still think Eckler's going to have a pretty big role, knowing that Gordon is not going to be with the team next season, makes them want to really prime Eckler more and more. And look what he's done so far. For me as an owner, I am not letting go of him. I'm going to hold him on my bench as long as I can. And in many situations, I'll probably say, oh, if I'm choosing between Tyreek Cohen and Eckler, I'm just going to play Eckler because I don't have Melvin Gordon.
It's not going to happen this week because we don't think Gordon's going to play at all, although they hinted at it today, which is preposterous. I don't think it's going to possibly happen. But the teams that play the Dolphins, their backup running back is putting up massive numbers. We saw it again last week. Is that something to look at going forward when you play the Dolphins, if you have bye situations, to play a team's backup running back?
Yeah, you can do that if you're that faced with a bye situation. But, I mean, is that really what you want to be doing?
No, but
Tony Pollard did 110 and a touchdown last week as a backup.
Yeah.
And it's such a bummer because we all had Tony Pollard on our bench, right? As a Zeke owner, I handcuffed Pollard just in case. And look, he's on my bench outscoring Zeke. It was so upsetting.
QB2 is a big issue because, well, it's actually an interesting situation here. We've got a lot of new quarterbacks out there on bad teams. Is it flawed logic to look at Daniel Jones, Case Keenum, Mason Rudolph, Kyle Allen and go, you know what? Some of those teams are going to be bad. They're going to throw a lot. These quarterbacks could put up big numbers.
Yeah, and I think you're looking at Daniel Jones first and foremost because he brings that secondary value with his legs. I mean, I'm not a Giants fan, but for Giants fans, losing Saquon Barkley was like ripping off the Band-Aid, right? But then, like, Daniel Jones gets those two touchdowns. They're like, okay, this makes it a little bit easier for us to deal with, and it was so cool to see Saquon really celebrating. Another player I see value in is Kyle Allen. I think he has some great receivers in Carolina. You know, I'm a little bit more worried about Mason Rudolph, and I just kind of steer clear of Case Keenum.
This is combining life advice and fantasy advice at the same time, but is it wrong of me that I had no part of Saquon Barkley, so I was just happy that he got hurt?
It's not wrong of you. It's okay. What makes me sad is after, you know, Saquon's hurt and they just keep showing him sitting on the sideline, like, this is a very emotional moment as a sports fan myself. I don't want to see the sad player sitting there, but I may or may not have sent some texts to my friends that are Giants fans that were not pleasant.
Wow.